I used to live here, or in the city, rather. I was married to a beautiful woman named Alice. I wanted to go explore out past the Dark River, to stake a claim to the land and start a new life. Alice, she didn't want to. I, on the other hand, was determined to go, and Alice knew it. We had many discussions, and I thought she had finally agreed to go with me. Then, a few weeks before we planned to leave, I came home to a letter laying on the kitchen table.
Anton, a marriage to you has meant many things I never asked for. I didn't ask for you to drag me across the ocean, away from my life and family. I can no longer do this. You have asked too much of me. You may chase your dreams out in the wilderness, but I will not be joining you. I want my life to go back to the way it was before I met you. Don't bother looking for me. I'm going home. Please forget we ever met. It's better this way.
Alice.
Mommy? Daddy? Where's Mommy?
Alice truly left everything, including our daughter.
You have a daughter?
Had a daughter.
What happened?
We moved across the Crescent Ridge to Dark River. I lived and breathed for Emma. Every evening I would go and check my traps in the forest, and she would have warm food over the fire when I returned. She loved my stories. Every evening she would wait expectantly for another one of my trapping tales. We had some wonderful moments together. One evening, I got home later than expected, and as I got close to my home, I saw smoke rising from the house in great billows.
What happened? Emma? Where's Emma? Where's Emma?
Anton, I'm sorry. Emma, she didn't make it.
She's in there!
Anton, you can't go in there.
No!
It's about to collapse.
No!
Anton, stop!
Let me go! It's my daughter!
Buried her in the woods and set out into the wilderness. Ever since then, I've been trying to forget. Forget Alice. Forget Emma. Forget the God that supposedly had a reason for all of it. The God that's supposed to be loving.
That's heartbreaking.
If God is a loving God, I can't see how.
I see why you have so much hurt. You know, Anton, sometimes God uses dark things in our lives to draw us closer to Him. Maybe God's been knocking on the door to your heart, asking you to open it to Him.
Well, then, He'll have to knock a lot harder.
Don't be surprised when it happens.
We'll see about that. Thanks for listening and for the food.
Well, Anton, it's getting late, and you look tired.
I guess I am.
I'll get you some quilts if you don't mind sleeping on the floor by the fire. It's the warmest spot in the cottage.
That'll do fine.